George. How you doing?
God, the psychic, the nurse, right?
A master of all trades, you know, jack of all trades,
master of none.
That's me.
Okay, so tell me, why are you calling? What's going on here?
Well, I have, first of all, there are some people, and a lot of people will not tell you this, that have a strange connection to life and death. In other words, they can feel it. Whether I've heard of people hearing death bells, a lady called earlier talking about the smell of death. But what's strange is, I was working as a nurse, and the feeling that I get is like a smothering, itching sensation. It's like where it's something you can't get off your skin.
No, and you get this at what moment?
At any time. At any time. But I was at work, and I was like, I feel the presence of death. I feel the presence of death. And it takes a certain boldness to say it.
Yeah.
Because you look like an idiot.
Well, now, and you're feeling this before somebody dies?
Correct.
Okay.
And we got a call about 10 minutes later that a nurse that we worked with, her boyfriend was dead, and he was actually murdered.
So this isn't, Mary, like you see some old dying person in a hospital room.
Usually it involves the presence of evil.
All right.
And it is a despicable, disgusting feeling. It's
it sure
something
is.
That you have to get off of you.
Oh.
Now, here's the funny thing. Whenever I worked as a nurse, patients always seemed to hang on. And in other words, that kept them going, they were fine, blah, blah, blah. I'd get home, I'd get a call at 8:15 because I worked the night shift, and they were like, your patient died.
The minute you leave them, they go downhill.
And I have gone out for a smoke break. I swear to God, strike me dead if I'm wrong. I have left the floor to go for a smoke break at 2 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't wait any longer. And those patients coded on me, and those nurses would not let me leave. They said, here's the window. You go smoke.
So they all know about you now and this ability.
I don't know what it is. I just have a strange connection to the life-death thing.
I got to tell you, Mary, if I were in a hospital, I wouldn't want you to leave. I'd say, I'm going to shackle you to the bed.